We'd like to say tonight it's just a joy to be back in the Lord's house. Good seats, one of you that's here tonight in the service. Appreciate the song service. That has been said and done. And we covet your prayers that you'd pray for us for just a little bit. I don't feel like we'll stand very long. Don't never know the mind of the Lord, but just going to try to mind that of the Spirit. And if the Lord comes on the scene, why? He'll give you something that'll be a help to you. If you don't, well, you won't get nothing out of me because I can't do it. And just having to trust him, and I'm glad that we can. I've let him down many times, but the Lord ain't never let me down, and we just have to trust him tonight. And I'm going to read some very familiar scripture in your hearing, and I don't know that I've, as far as I know, I've never preached on this passage of scripture. I might have mentioned some of it before, but I don't know that I've ever preached on it. But in Proverbs, the 6th chapter, and some of y'all, I don't mean for it to sound funny, but it's some of y'all that knows us and knows what happened on our hunting trip may get tickled, but this is what the Lord give us, and I'm just going to try to leave it with you. That's all I know to do. Of course, all of you know, I know you done heard what happened out there. We went on our trip to Colorado with Robert and then several boys, Rob, Mike and Randy and Daryl. I went off to sleep, sitting on the stand. And I hated it. Worst thing seemed like it ever happened to me, because I don't normally go to sleep on a deer stand. I might nod my head every once in a while, but I usually find my head going off one side or the other and I wake up. But I went to sleep. And they said I slept hour and a half. And I'll have to agree with them. I guess I did. But it was amazing to me that I sat there for an hour and a half on a three-legged chair, just a little triangle chair, with my gun laying in my lap, and never did fall off the chair. Because normally when I get sleepy, you'll fall over. But I didn't. But anyhow, the next day after that, I was sitting in the stand, and the Lord gave me this thought. And the thought the Lord gave me, I may not be able to preach on it much. I don't know about that, but it blessed me there in the stand. And it was worth it if I'd never seen another elk. I'll just be honest. But I want you to listen, the Lord being my helper. I'm going to try to read some scripture and just try to mind the Lord. 6th chapter of the book of Proverbs. We're going to start with the 4th verse. Give not sleep to thine eyes, nor slumber to thine eyelids. Deliver thyself as a roe from the hand of a hunter, and as a bird from the hand of the fowler. Go to the ant, thou slugger, consider her ways, and be wise. Which have no guide, overseer, or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer, and giveth her food in the harvest. How long wilt thou sleep, O slugger, when thou wilt arise Then thou shalt arise out of thy sleep, yet a little sleep and a little slumber and a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that travaileth, and thy want as an armed man. Yeah, I want you to pray. And the Lord give us this thought sitting there that next morning in the stand, a missed opportunity. And I missed my opportunity for us to kill an elk. And I always wanted to kill one, wanted to kill one, and I always have wanted to kill one. But I missed my opportunity by going to sleep. And I got to thinking about how many times have we missed our opportunity by not doing when we had the opportunity. Many a times, many a things in our life that we face every day, we have to make a decision or do something about, and a lot of times we miss our opportunity. And when it's all over, we're sad because and hate it so bad because we did not take the opportunity while we had the opportunity. And I hope and pray tonight that none of us have missed our opportunity when the Lord will deal with our heart about getting saved tonight. I do. I hope you ain't missed your opportunity. And you say, well, I'm just young. It don't make no difference. I had 2 more days to hunt after that. And I said, well, I've got 4 more times to come out here and hunt. And surely the Lord let me see one of them elks again. But he said, missed opportunity, son. As I know then, I ain't gonna see nothing else. And I didn't see another hair of an elk for 2 more days or 4 hunts, if you want to put it that way. But listen, I missed my opportunity tonight. And I'm gonna tell you, there's a lot of people today that's missing their opportunity of getting saved. Just as sure as we are here, they're asleep on the Lord, not paying any attention to what's going on. Amen. They ain't concerned. They're happy. They're content just asleep. In other words, not paying a bit of attention to what's going on. When the Lord's sending them sign after sign after sign, putting it right in the front of them, and they still won't take the opportunity to get saved. Amen. He said, listen. He said, go to the ain't, old slugger. Amen. A slugger is the soul. The soul of a slugger desires and has not. Amen. That's what a slugger is. He has a desire, but he has not. There's a lot of people tell you, I want to get saved, praise God, but they don't take the opportunity to get saved. Amen. The Lord could have woke me up anytime he wanted to in that chair. He wakes me and you up every morning, don't he? If we don't wake up, you say, well, I got an alarm clock. You may think that alarm clock wakes you up, but it's the Lord waking you up. Amen. And I thought, well, he could have woke me up at 5 o'clock or a little after five. I was awake till about 10 minutes after five, but I slept from that time till 7 o'clock. And when I opened up my eyes, it done got dusty dark. And there stood a big bull elk out in front of me, and I couldn't see him clear enough to tell where he's legal or not, and I wouldn't take the chance to shoot him. But I thought if I'd have been awake when he come off the mountain, I could have probably saw his rack enough to tell how big he was. But I missed my opportunity. He said, go to the ant, thou slugger. Consider her ways and be wise. Go watch an ant and it'll learn you something. What he's saying? They have no God, boss over them, they have no overseer or no ruler over them. Amen. But listen, they get out in the summertime and you can see them running all over the ground everywhere. And most of them has got something in their mouth, carrying it back to their den and put it up that they can live on through the winter months. Me and you gonna have to store up something, praise God, to live on in the winter months, so to speak. If we ain't got it when it comes time for us to leave, it ain't gonna be there. No, it ain't. They worked their little legs off. Just rows of them. They'll make a trail across the dirt. And it'll just be smooth where they've traveled it so much. Hauling back and forth. Going to get something to put in their den or in the ground wherever they stay. Right, God, to tell how something to eat on. Amen. He said, lay up in store that. Praise God. I'm glad we can lay it up on our spiritual side of it. If we don't go to the grocery store, naturally speaking, and buy some groceries, we're going to get hungry. And you ain't going to last long. This ain't going to do it. So most of our wives, I don't know about y'all, I doubt there's too many of y'all men buys groceries. Every one of you might, I don't know. But I don't buy groceries. I don't even know how to buy groceries. Brenda gave me a list and I can't find it. I had to call her and ask her, what does she want? How did she give me a list? If she sends me out or anything, I don't buy groceries. And if it wasn't for her, I guess we'd go hungry. Amen. I could probably rake up a little something around the house. I got a few fish and a little deer meat and a little turkey and this and that in the freezer. But when it run out, Robert, I wouldn't have a thing. Praise God. This that we got in this life is not going to supply and sustain us in the flesh. We got to have something, praise God, it's eternal. Amen. We got to have something, praise God, it'll keep us. Yeah, I'll say this, praise God, it'll keep you awake too. Yeah, it will. It gets cool out there when right before the sun starts going down. They said, it'll get cool down late at evening. You better carry you some clothes, extra clothes. Well, I did. You know what happened? I put them on about an hour too quick. And you know what happened? I got warm and I got relaxed and I went to sleep. There's a lot of people in that shape today. They don't want to hear what the Lord's telling them, and they'll just absolutely go to sleep on him. You watch these little kids when they get to the age of accountability. You just watch them. See what they do. When they get to the age of accountability, the Lord goes to dealing with them a little bit. You know the first thing they'll do when a man goes to preaching, or especially in the altar call, they'll lay down on the banks and go to sleep. They don't want to hear it because it disturbs them. It gets next to them. They know something's going on. They don't know exactly maybe what it is. They know something's going on. It bothers them. They just want to sleep through it. Well, you can, but you'll go home without anything too. I won't ever forget it. I won't never forget it. Long as I'm in this life and got a right mind, I'll remember that elk. It walked off. I let him walk off. I certainly will. But it's gone. It's over with. Nothing I can do about it now. I just missed my opportunity. The Lord has provided everything me and you need for us to have salvation. We ain't got no excuse. The scripture says, "Thou unexcusable old man." Oh, they laugh at me, but I'm going to tell you right now, if I'd been, one of them had done what I'd done, I'd have probably laughed at them more than they laugh at me. I'd have ragged you good. Yes, I would. Because we just having fun anyhow. The way I looked at it, I rag them boys I hunt with all time. We rag one another all time about things that goes on, and it just makes it enjoyable to me. I love to do it, and that don't make me mad no matter what you say about me. I say, "Oh me, you guilty boy." Yeah, oh me, I was guilty, Robert. I told Robert, I said, "You're the shot, you gotta blow the tuck horn and woke me up." But I don't know that would have woke me up. And I hadn't really thought about it much, but I thought about this week, sitting in that chair for an hour and a half and didn't fall out. The Lord could woke me up. He could let me fall out. Woke me up. If it was His will for me to kill that elk, He would have done it. But I said, "Lord, you could let me see that thing again." Nope. Four more hunts and I ain't seen that elk again. I said, just a missed opportunity. That's what I got for going to sleep. That's what you'll get. Because concerning your salvation, if you go to sleep on the Lord. And not only about our salvation, but when the Lord speaks and says, "Get up and testify," or "Sing a song," or He might, when He called you to preach and you don't want to preach. It ain't the easiest thing you ever done, I'll tell you that. If He does tell you to get up and do something, most of us wrestle with Him. Yes, sir. Well, I say, "That ain't me." No, I can't do that. I can't testify like everybody. I can't sing like everybody. I can't preach like everybody. You ain't supposed to. That's what the Lord told me. I said, "I can't preach like him, other boy." He said, "You ain't supposed to. I didn't call you to preach like him. I called you to preach like you preach. Get up and preach." Yeah. So I can't blame him if I can't preach no better than I do. I just have to blame myself because I know the Lord. Praise God, when he comes on the scene, the Lord can preach. Yes, sir. He can stir your heart tonight. Amen. Only one he can. Which have no guide, overseer, ruler. But listen, provides her meat in the summer and gathers her food in the harvest. Getting prepared for what she's facing. Me and you better get prepared. Well, we're facing some dark days. I promise you that. He said, how long will thou sleep? I don't know. I thought about that today. How long will we sleep? Do you know how long you're going to sleep when you go to sleep? You go to bed tonight at 10, 11 o'clock, whenever your bedtime is. And most of you probably sleep till 6, 7 o'clock in the morning and wake up. That quick. Ain't it? Now, if you wake up two or three times during the night and can't sleep, it's a long night. But if you sleep good, you'll sleep. Next thing you wake, you don't know how long you slept till you look at the clock. All you got to do is stay asleep and the opportunity may be gone. You know what I'm talking about? You may not never have another opportunity. If it's the Lord's will and if he wants me to and lets me, I might go back out yonder one of these days. Listen. Try it again. But listen, as far as my age and this and that, my opportunity is probably gone. About killing an elk. But I'm thankful that I found him when I was a young boy.
Yeah.
Got him in my heart and soul. I took the when I felt like I needed to go to the altar. Amen. I was sitting in the church and I told the Lord for 2 years, I wanted to get saved. I wanted to get saved. And I tried to get saved at home in the bed and all that. It didn't work. You know why? Because Earl wouldn't get out of the way. That's why it didn't work. You can get saved anywhere you want to. If you get yourself out of the way and humble your heart, come with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, the Lord save you.
Yeah,
yes, sir. But I couldn't get Earl out of the way. Yeah. And I said, I don't want to go up there. I don't want to go up there. It was in revival. And I said, Lord, if somebody comes and asks me, do you want to go to the altar and get saved? I'll go. Well, it was that Wednesday morning of our revival. Here come the preacher was helping in revival. Come back and said, Don, you want to be, are you saved? And I said, no, don't you want to be saved? I thought, well, I'd just run right down there to the altar then. I grabbed a hold of that bench and I wasn't going to move. I found out there's something to it besides what I thought. You just can't run and grab it anytime you want to. Yeah. You'll get it when the Lord gives you the opportunity to get it.
Amen.
No other time. Amen. That's a fact. I had a chance to kill that elk at that time. And he didn't give me no another one. Amen. He don't have to give us another one. It's just by his mercy, praise God, if he gives me you another opportunity.
Yeah.
I stood there and I went to squalling and crying and bawling. Next thing you know, I took off. My buddy, cousin, was standing with me. He had been saved about a year before. He said, I'll go with you if you'll go. I took off to the altar. Well, I got down there and I prayed. I tried to pray. But you know what? I kept praying. I said, Lord, let daddy and mama pray. Let them pray. I know they can pray.
Yeah.
Because I'd heard my mom and daddy pray, and I know daddy could get a hold of the Lord, mama too. And I was wanting them to get a hold of the Lord for me, that the Lord would save me. It didn't work. They could not pray my prayer. They could pray with me, but they couldn't pray my prayer. Don't you think somebody can pray your prayer and you get saved? You can't do it. You're going to have to pray for yourself.
Amen.
And when I forgot my mom and daddy were praying, and Earl went to praying, amen, that burden left me. Amen. It left me, thank God. I made my preparation for eternity. Bags packed, and I'm ready to go if the Lord calls. Yeah. Amen. So, boys, I tell you, like I said to start with, I'd like to kill that elk, and I'd give a thousand, give anything to kill that thing fleshly. But listen, time the Lord got through with me that morning in that hunting house, praise God, I didn't care if I ever seen an elk. I went to meat in a little while. That was more worth more to me than any elk I've ever seen. You, I say, you crazy. Well, I may be, but I know what joy I had. And I wouldn't take nothing for it. You know, it's something when the Lord has to get you in such a, in some kind of mess like that, or get you in that shape where he can show you something sometimes. But he does that. Do you know what? Yes, sir. He put the children of Israel through the wilderness, the Bible said, to prove them.
Yeah.
He raised Pharaoh up for this purpose. What it says? To bring all that he brought upon the children of Israel. That's what he raised him up for. Well, who you think, why you think he raised this one up? To give this in here all the problem he can handle. Amen. Amen. Listen, Pharaoh was just a type of the fleshly man, outward man. Me and you got to deal with him every day. It's Pharaoh. We don't want nobody telling him what to do and when to do and how to do. He's going to be his own boss. He's going to do as he please. Don't you tell him what, nothing about it. Are you having a whoop?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And he'll tell this little inward man, you just keep your mouth shut, little boy.
Yeah.
And the Lord brings problems and troubles up on us and gets us in a mess before we'll humble this old stubborn man you're looking at and repent and say, Lord, I got to have help.
That's your truth.
He'll learn you something. I'll guarantee you he'll learn you something. He'll be, these boys, we was talking about daddy and mama whooping her. Daddy's tearing us up when we was growing up. Well, my daddy never did whoop me like the Lord has. That whooping my daddy gave me got over in a little while. Yeah, it helped some. I'll say that. But listen, it ain't like the Lord giving you one. When he gives you one, praise God, you don't forget it for a while.
Yeah.
He's showing us something by this little old ain't. Getting prepared for what they're facing. It says, how long will thou sleep, O slugger? We don't know. But if you sleep past the time, you may not never have another opportunity. When will thou arise out of thy sleep? When will you rise out of your sleep and realize where you're at and what you need? It'd do us all good, church, just rise out of our sleep and say, Lord, whatever your will is. You might not want to do it, and most of us won't. And you might say, I can't do it. Moses said, I can't even talk plain. I stutter and I can't even do this and I can't do that. Lord, there ain't no way I can go down here and get the children of Israel out of Egypt. He said, didn't I make your mouth? Didn't I make you? He said, yeah. He said, go down there and get them out. He said, I can't. He said, well, I'll send Aaron with you. Well, it was a problem for Moses when you sent Aaron with him. It cost him later on. Amen. But the Lord used him. He said, I'll speak to you, Moses, and you speak to Aaron. Let Aaron speak to the people. Yeah. The Lord's got a job for every one of us. Amen. Saved us. Give us a job. I don't know what your job is. I can't tell you. But I'm persuaded that you know. And sometime he has to bring things against this old fleshly man. And we have to suffer before we become willing to do it. But I'll say that. I said that to say this. Oh, what a blessing it is when you just mind the Lord. Step out on faith. Whatever he tells you to do, mind him. And just watch him bless you. There ain't nothing, Roy. There ain't nothing that'll bless you or strengthen you anymore. And just what the Lord done. Abraham carried his son upon the mountain to offer him up for a sacrifice. Told him. God told him, angel told him, carry Isaac up yonder and offer him up for a sacrifice. Never spoke to him again on his whole journey. He wrestled with it, don't you know, all the way to the top of that mountain, knowing he's going to have to kill his only begotten son. He had another son by the bondwoman, but that was a fleshly son. This son that he was talking about was the promised child, promised son. That's the inward man. And he's going to have to slay him. But God told him to. And Abraham worried about it. I guarantee you worried about it all the way up top of that mountain.
Amen.
When he built an altar and laid him on top of the altar. He worried about it. To a certain point. But God told him to do it. And he believed that God would raise him from the dead if he cut his head off. Amen. Because he done told the two young men down there, we in the land go yonder and worship and come and return again. Amen. But listen, he drawed back the sword and the angel of the Lord said, Abraham, Abraham. Spoke to him twice, called his name twice. That was to get his attention. Amen. The Lord, he has to, he'll speak to you twice. Amen. Get your attention. You know why? Listen, that second time, praise God, is different than the first time.
Yeah. Yep.
Some of y'all was at the association meeting, wasn't you? I asked that question, didn't I? What was the difference in the first meal and the second meal that Elisha had over? He ate the first meal and laid back down and went to sleep. Angel woke him up and said, rise and eat. Journey's too great. He rose up and ate and laid back down and went to sleep. Angel on the side said, rise up and eat. Because the journey's too great. And the Bible said he rose and eat and went 40 days on the strength of that meat.
Yeah.
There's the difference in the second time and they are the first time. If you don't believe what I'm talking about, read the scriptures all the way through it, and you'll find it hundreds of times where it's talking about the second time or relates you to the second time that something happened. Abraham, amen, that angel stopped him. And after that, the angel spoke to him the second time. Yeah, and you know what he told Abraham? Abraham, I'm going to bless you because you didn't withhold your son. I'm going to bless your seed as the sand of the sea and the stars of the sky. I'm going to bless you all over this country.
Amen.
Read and see if he didn't bless Abraham for what he done. Amen. Listen, I'll just throw this in. Y'all may not have it. I don't care.
The law came the first time to this old boy and condemned this boy. Amen. And when sin revived, I died. But the second time Jesus Christ come, he brought salvation unto me. Them that look for him, he shall appear the second time without sin unto salvation.
Yeah.
Ninth chapter Hebrews. You say, well, the Lord ain't come a second time. I beg your pardon. If he ain't come the second time, mean you ain't got salvation. Amen. We ain't got it, boys. But listen, he come into this world to bring a spiritual kingdom and set it up. Amen. And we believe his holy father's name is so rooted and reigning today. He set a kingdom up within you.
Amen.
Amen. I don't know what y'all think about it. Whether you agree with me or not, I don't care. I done been raised from the dead. To die no more.
Amen.
I ain't looking for no resurrection out yonder.
Nope.
I just ain't done it. I done been resurrected.
Amen.
He told Martha, said, Martha, I am the resurrection.
Yeah.
Yep. We're talking about life. Her brother over there died.
Yes.
Amen. Here. We are the temple of God Almighty. We are his habitation where he dwells. Right here. I ain't waiting to see him eye to eye. I done seen him eye to eye. Not with a fleshly man. It ain't no fleshly kingdom. But through the Spirit, praise God, I saw him. I felt his presence. Amen. Amen. I've walked with him. I've talked with him. Ain't you? Yes, sir. He'd be, I told some one day, might have said, told y'all, I don't know. But he wouldn't be much of a husband, praise God, to marry a wife, run off and leave her, and come back 2,000 years later to get her. Would he be a husband to her? No, he wouldn't. If you'd have kissed your wife on your wedding day and said, honey, I'll be back one of these days and get you. Well, she'd have wanted a divorce right then. And you couldn't blame her. No, he went away. And he returned. Huh? Yes, sir. You say, why he didn't do it? Well, listen. When he come out of the grave over there, and Mary was over there,
yeah.
Martha, he said, don't touch me.
Yeah.
Don't touch me because I hadn't ascended to the Father. Well, a little later on, he told his disciples, did you go over yonder and wait on me in the upper room?
Yeah.
Thomas said, I don't gonna believe him until I can stick my fingers in his side. He walked in the midst of that crowd through the door. The door wasn't even open. There he was. He said, Thomas, stick your fingers in here, boy. Feel my hands. Thomas didn't have to because he knowed it was him. Yeah, he appeared the second time. All of his disciples he appeared to him. And over 500 at one time he appeared to him. And many others he appeared to him. He's here today, praise God, for the church. Is her husband. We're married. To him. Been married to him. You had a little sleep and a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. Ain't that where we at, a lot of people? I'm glad the Lord wakes me up every once in a while. He says, so shall the poverty come as one that travaileth, and thy want as an armed man. Sleep, and your poverty will come. Amen. You'll have nothing
that you can put your trust and hope in. If you keep shunning and pushing away the opportunity, while they might get a song, we don't know. We don't know your heart. Don't know where you're at. Feel like as far as we'll go. I appreciate your prayers, and most of all, the Lord being with us. We're going to ask you to stand. We're going to sing a verse of a song. You may want to come pray. You may want to come pray for somebody. I don't know. I don't know your heart, but you do. And I'll say this, the Lord does too. If you're speaking to your heart, then you come on, just come on. Mind the Lord.